This is Tuesday, May 21st. If you could sum up your story in just a few minutes, how would you share it? How do you see your life from where you are today? Would it sound like a tale of woe or one of blessing and grace? Later in life, when Jacob told Pharaoh about himself and what he had experienced, here's what we're told. Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers." That's Genesis chapter 47, verse 9. Now, of course, Jacob is an old man by this time, and though God appeared to him and blessed him, though God protected him and gave him a large and thriving family, and though God gave Jacob success at every turn, this is his perspective. How could he see things this way when God has given him so much? Now today we see a section of our song of renewal from Psalm 85. Notice the perspective that the people of God have in worship. This is Psalm chapter 85, verse 1 to 4. "You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You have set aside your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put your displeasure away toward us." Now, as Israel remembers her story, it's one of grace. They've known the goodness of the Lord. If we look at their story, we know it was not easy. Israel spent years in slavery in Egypt, then 40 years in the wilderness wandering without a home. Then another generation fought to secure the land God promised to give to his people. There were days when it wasn't clear that they would survive. They were pursued by their enemies. Sometimes they lacked the basics like food and water. They suffered from internal division and fought among themselves. They lacked faith and courage at times, and they complained to God. But they always had this, the faithfulness of God. No one can read their story and not see the fingerprint of God's grace. His hand was upon them to protect and save them. Simply, he loved them. Now, this song does not encourage nostalgia, but a holding on to the gracious past in their story. And you have a backstory as well. Do you ever take the time to remember your story and trace the hand of God? This is how this song begins, because the people of God need to remember where they came from, and this is important for each of us as well. This past Saturday, we celebrated baptisms at the beach. Before being baptized, a few of the people had time to share their story with everyone else, and all of them shared their story with one of the pastors. So I had the privilege of hearing a number of their stories before that day. Each one reminded me of the faithfulness of God and the way God, in his pursuing love, found them. It also showed the forgiveness of God and that God is in the salvage business, rescuing us from danger and bringing us to a spacious place. No two stories were alike, revealing that God has an individual and personal relationship with each one of us. Now, the ascription at the start of this psalm, Psalm 85, begins to tell the story of us by giving us a hint for the context. We are told the song comes from the sons of Korah. Now, that name Korah for Israel was despised because Korah, one of the relatives of Moses, brought about a rebellion. Korah saw the Lord call Moses and call his brother Aaron to lead the people. He wanted leadership for himself, so Korah gathered a band of men to challenge Moses. Of course, Moses had never wanted to lead, but the Lord called him and his brother Aaron with him. Moses did nothing to defend himself in the rebellion, but he told Korah that the Lord would take care of it. God became angry with Korah and those that were following him, and they ended up dying in the wilderness when the ground opened and swallowed them up. Many people died that day, and the whole nation was left in shock and grieving. so even mentioning the name Korah would cause the people to wince. But here are the sons of Korah bringing this song before the Lord. Notice it is a song of revival and renewal. Revive us again, they sing. Yes, they're asking God to grant them a new day, a new lease on life, not to hold the sins of their father against them. They need forgiveness, and they believe God can provide it. Do you believe in the forgiveness of sins? Now, we say those words whenever we recite the Apostles' Creed and worship. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. We don't realize what an immense thing it is that we're saying. Sins feel indelible to us. We can remember sins even from our childhood. They stick with us through life, and it can feel as if they accumulate and weigh us down. Think of all that people try to do to try and blot out their sin. They serve, they give money, they try to make amends. But how can you get the toothpaste back into the tube? But as the song says, the Lord forgave the iniquity of the people and covered all their sins. Yes, God can forgive. I love the way Psalm 130 explains this. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. That's verse 3 and 4. Yes, God can remove from us the guilt of our sin. He can remove our shame and disgrace. Notice the response. The Lord is feared. That means revered and respected, because the Lord has forgiven you. You see, Psalm 85 is such good news. If the sons of Korah have life with God, if there is freedom from sin for them and for God's people, when there is also forgiveness for the daughters and sons of Adam and Eve. And this is our hope and our joy. This is what we rest in when we say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. Now, of course, on this side of the cross, we know how this is possible. Jesus laid down his life so that we might have this beautiful freedom, and that bring the from the sins that bring us misery and that make us weary. So we also say, restore us again, O God, our Savior. Let's pray. Father God, you have forgiven us. Help us to rest in your grace, to know your goodness. Restore to us the joy of our salvation, and give us a willing spirit to sustain us. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.